Madagai Gimbai, Bidipi Barai. That means welcome friends to Biripi country. And it is on behalf of the Biripi people, the custodians of this land, I would like to pay respect to the elders, both past and present, and extend that respect to each and every one listening to King's Kids.
Hello and welcome to King's Kids. I'm Heidi. King's Kids is a program featuring Aboriginal evangelist Tony Dennison, who shares years of experience with God's leading in his life. Before we hear from Tony, here's Aboriginal singer Robin Green. Robin Green with I Will Magnify Your Name. This week, Tony is sharing a warning from the Bible that appears almost word for word in two different places of the Old Testament.
Today I want to talk about a scripture that Lord's been putting on my heart for the last month. And every time I pray every day, and I pray with my prayer partner is a woman who's 85 years old, and we spent many an hour in prayer every day, praying for other people, praying for God's will to be done in our lives and in the ministry that we do, especially for King's Kids ministry. We pray for that. We pray for all of those here and at the radio station. And the word of the Lord that keeps coming to my heart is, touch ye not God's anointed, and do my prophets no harm. And God says to me that people need to be very careful in what they say or what they think against God's anointed and God's prophet. God has been telling me for ages that in these days that are coming, in the last days, that God says, you will be a prophet to the nations, and you will go forth and preach the gospel. In these last days, you've been called and anointed of God to do God's will. And I find it every time that God tells me these things, I am touched and overcome with love and power from the Holy Spirit as I stand in the anointing in the Holy One of Israel. And I just thank God for his promises and amen, because God is not a liar. And people really need to be careful what they say and plan to do to God's anointed, especially those that have anointing upon their life, because you know, many are called and very few are chosen. And God will not be mocked in the things that he says. And there's a lot of people out there, they come with a mocking spirit. And even Christians who say that they are Christians and that they say that they belong to God, but they have the devil inside of them, they have demonic spirits inside them with the Holy Spirit. And the spirit of Satan can live inside of them as well as the spirit of God. But I'm reminded that the Bible says, you will love one and despise the other. You can't serve two masters. The one you feed the most will be the stronger. It's like having a black dog and a white dog. And if you feed the black dog steak and bacon and that, and you give the white dog very little food, the black dog will become the stronger and he will take over and he will be in control. But if we feed the white dog more things, then the white dog will take over, which is, in layman's terms, we either serve God the most or we serve the devil. And you need to know that we can't serve both. We can only serve one. If we love one, we'll despise the other. And the most important thing is this. If you come against God's anointed, there are consequences. And you know, God said to me, Tony, in these last days, I'm going to put an anointing on your life that when sometimes you walk past the unsaved, they will feel the anointing of God and they will feel guilty of their sins, and you don't have to say anything to them. And I want to give you an example. Only last week that I went into a shop in our town, and there was a woman there, and somebody said to me, Tony, about the ministry that we do on the radio. And then it rained cats and dogs, and I was stuck under an awning with this woman, and I accidentally brushed up against her, and then she started to talk to me about King's Kids Radio. She said, get away from me, man of God. I said, why is that? She said, because you exposed my sin as I stand in your presence. And I said, what do you mean I expose your sin? This woman said that I'm a practicing witch, I'm into sorcery, I'm into all these things, she said, including sexual immorality, taking drugs, and I'm into witchcraft, I'm into seances. And she just blurted out all these things that she's involved in. And I prayed for her, and I prayed a blessing on her. And the next morning, this woman got up at 5 a.m. and walked to one of the local churches and walked around in the rain from 5 a.m., until 8 o'clock, and then text me and asked me to come and pray. But because I was so busy, I didn't get there till 10 o'clock. This person walked in the rain because she wanted me to come and pray for her, and she wanted me to share what God had put on my heart. And you know, I prayed for this woman. I laid hands on her, and then I led her to the Lord, and then I drove her home. I kept praying for the woman every day since. God had showed me that people are witches and they've been bringing curses upon me every day. And you know, I've been prayed up because God showed me that I need to be prayed up, because people will curse me daily because of what God is getting me to do. And you know what? I've prayed that the curses that people are putting on me will come back upon them, because God says, touch ye not God's anointed or bring his prophets any harm. And I can tell you, that is dangerous ground if people start cursing God's anointed and God's prophets. Let me give you an example, and I've shared this on the radio before, but I'm going to tell you again. how important it is not to come against God's anointed. Years ago, when I was in prison, people tried to murder me because of the stand that I took for God. Several times they tried to murder me, but God protected me every time. God is so good that he protected me and kept me safe. When I put my trust in God, God said, put your trust in me and I will love you, keep you safe and protect you. Because people tried to murder me several times while I was in prison. You know, the very last time they tried to murder me, I was in another prison and I was close to getting out. Mind you, I wasn't due to get out of prison until 2003. But back in 1986, I was threatened by a prison warden. And he said to me, you know what, black fella, he said, you'll be dead within a week. We're all human. And even this Christian is very human. I mean, when he said that to me, he said a few other things that I didn't like. And the human side of me reached to the forefront and I really wanted to smack him in the mouth. I really wanted to say something. I thought if I hit him in the mouth now, I can repent later and ask God to forgive me. But the Holy Spirit shut my mouth. I couldn't talk. I couldn't say anything. I mean, I was going blue in the face because I really wanted to say something. God was so good that I couldn't open my mouth and say anything. When God finally opened my mouth and let me say something, not my words, but God's words came out of my mouth instead. And this is what came out, and it shocked me more than anybody else in the world because I really wanted to say something to this guy, smack him in the mouth, and tell him what I really thought of him. But when I opened my mouth to speak, this is what came out. You be careful what you say to me, because I am God's anointed. You be careful what you say to me, because I am a prophet to the nations, and I belong to God. You be careful what you say to me, because my God will do it to you first. And this guy made a point to me. He said, you will be dead within 7 days. He said, I promise you and guarantee you that. And I remember saying to him at least 2 times or 3 times, you be careful what you say or plan to do to me, because my God will do it to you first. And you see, what came out of my mouth, I didn't think too much about it. But you see, there's power in the words that we say. Everything that comes out of our mouth has power. It has the power to either glorify God or to glorify the devil. And everything that comes out of our mouth has power. And so the words either are backed by God or backed by Satan. And if you go back and think about what I said, you be careful what you plan to say to me or what you intend to do, because my God will do it to you first. And he promised to kill me within 7 days. But you know what? 2 days later, he dropped dead. And I tell you what, it put the fear of God in the rest of those people who were trying to kill me. It gave me an ulterior respect for God too and his word, because it frightened me. And I know now that there's power in everything that I say. So rather than getting upset with people and speaking ill of people, I don't even open my mouth to say anything negative, because I know that each word that comes out of my mouth has power. And every time I open my mouth, I want to use my mouth to praise God, to give God glory, and to honor God. Open my mouth to honor God, rather than say something negative that'll give credit to the devil.
Behind an empty garden tomb, and how his victory saved us from our doom. But that old story was to me as just another tale. Deception darkened my heart like a veil. But now in me that resurrection life has been conceived. I confess the Savior with my mouth and in my heart believe. He's risen in me. He's risen in me, he reigns, he rules, my heart is his throne. He's risen in me, he's risen in me, he dwells within, now I am his own. Though he died and rose for me, still my soul could never be free. Till the Spirit rolled away, the stone that sealed my heart.
war descended down where demons dwell, and he snatched away the keys of death and hell. Those ancient gates were trampled deep, the feet of captives freed, as a savior led in triumph his redeemed. But to think I could be free seemed just an idle dream. My eyes were blinded by the devil's schemes. But my Lord crushed that serpent's head and woke me from my sleep. My sightless eyes, his touch revived, and now I clearly see. He's risen in me, he's risen in me. He reigns, he rules, my heart is his throne. He's risen in me, he's risen in me.
That was Billy and Sarah Gaines with He's Risen in Me. Today, Tony has been sharing about how dangerous it is to speak about those whom God is using. 1 Chronicles 16, verse 22 says, "Touch not mine anointed." And the exact same words can be found in Psalm 105. In fact, the passage around this verse in both places of the Old Testament is very similar. God is warning people not to talk down about the people he is using to spread his word. Some may think this is only talking to unbelievers about the attitude towards God's people, but in fact, even some Christians criticize and gossip about other Christians whom God is using in amazing ways. Be warned from the Bible that if you continue with such negativity about God's special envoys, he will deal with you according to the scriptures. In many places in the Bible, God says he will deal harshly with those who speak or act against his servants, even in some instances, removing them through death. Let's not be one of those found speaking against one of God's chosen vessels. Tony continues by encouraging us to speak positively and to lift up Jesus.
Our whole purpose in life is to raise the profile of Jesus Christ. Bible says that if we lift Jesus up, he will draw all men and women unto him. The Bible says every knee shall bow. He is our God. We can walk in the presence of God at all times. And you know, it doesn't matter where we are. We can praise God on the toilet. We can praise God in the shower. We can dance before the Lord naked. It doesn't matter, because we can give God praise and worship anywhere. You can pray and worship God when you're driving. You can pray and worship God while you're cooking at home. You can praise and worship God anywhere, in the supermarket. You know, you can always lift God up and give him praise no matter where you are. And you know, God lives for our praises. God wants to build a relationship with you and me. And it doesn't matter who we are and where we are, we can put our trust in God. God will never leave us nor forsake us. And his words are great and mighty. People have been coming against me, putting curses on me. And you know what I said to the Lord today? Return their curses to them. And Father God, let their curses and threats come back upon them. When God does send the curses back, people who curse God's anointed are on very thin ground. And they better be careful what they say, because the God will never be mocked. You can't mock God. People say, yeah, but you can't be a Christian and have a demon inside of you. Well, I tell you what, they're wrong. They are so wrong. I mean, I looked at somebody yesterday who claims to be a Christian, and mate, all I saw was the demons in his eyes looking back at me mockingly and defying who I was in Christ. And I tell you what, they are on very, very thin ground. God will not be mocked. And if you're listening to this show out there, and if you think that even though you go to church and that, you know, putting your bum on a pew every Sunday doesn't mean you're going to go to heaven. And if you're not right with God, and if you're not living a life for God, if people look at you and can see that Jesus Christ is alive in you and well, then that is good, because people want that. But if you're just warming your bum on a pew every Sunday and think you're going to go to heaven because you go to church, you've got membership. You don't have Christ in your life. And it's just like a club membership. You know, if you're just going to church every Sunday and going through the motions, you know what? You might as well be a member of the RSL club. You might as well be a member of a bridge club. You might as well go and play the Pokemons every Sunday, because you got about as much chance of going to heaven of being bitten by the leg by the Lord, because if God doesn't know you. But you know, I love God and I know God and I know who I am in Christ. And you need to know who you are in Christ, because if you love God, you will live to serve him. And every breath that you take, you need to honor God. You know, when you wake up in the morning, you need to give God praise and worship. You know, you need to pick the Bible up and say to God every day, all I am what you say that I am. All the promises in this Bible that you promised me, I claim all the promises of God. Everything that you say that I am your righteousness. I am your anointed. I am your beloved. I am your son. I am a child of the Most High God. And I have favor, God, because you give me favor. And Lord, you got to remember, you got to say to God, without you in my life, I am nothing. I am lower than a worm. Because without God's anointing in my life, without God's grace, I am nothing. And anything that I do, I can't do unless the power of God or Jesus Christ is in my life. Because if we don't honor God with everything we say, we are like an empty gong. We sound like a brass band with nothing. We're just an empty gong. But you know what? We put our trust in the Lord. And we honor God in everything we do. God is with us. And you got to remember that we are all anointed by God. By God's grace, we are welcome into the kingdom. It doesn't matter who you are. You need to put your trust in God, not in man. The Bible says if you put your trust in man and not God, you will bring a curse on yourself. The Bible says that if you put your trust in God, he will keep you safe and it'll bring a blessing. But if you put your trust in man, it brings nothing but a curse. And you need to be in God's will, because if you're not in God's will, it'll bring a curse as well. And so we need to think about who we are, and are we children of the Most High God, or are we servants of the devil? You've got to make a choice. Who do you want to serve? At the end of the day, you've got to make a choice. When I die, whose neighborhood do I want to be hanging out in? Do I want to be hanging out in heaven with the Lord and remember all the things he said that he promised us? You know, we're going to have streets of gold. You know, I got a beautiful, lovely friend, and she's one of the best friends I've got. And I remember saying to God the other day, Lord, when we go to heaven, Lord, I'm telling you, Father God, I want a mansion next to hers. Because, Father God, I don't want to have to walk too far to see her beautiful smile every day. And I think it'd be great, Father God, if you give me a mansion next to hers. And you know what I said to God? I said, one day I want to walk through heaven holding her hand, and you on the other side, Father God, I want to stroll over heaven with you one day, because you're my Lord. And that's what I live for, Father God, to meeting you one day and have you say to me, Tony, well done, my faithful servant, with you I am well pleased. And I just thank you, Lord, that you are my God and I am yours. Because you live, Father God, I can face tomorrow. Because you live, Father God, all fear is gone. We just give you praise, worship, and Father God, for who you are, in Jesus' name.
If I surveyed all the good things that come to me from above, if I count all the blessings from the storehouse of love, I'd simply ask for a favor of him beyond mortal king, and I'm sure that he'd grant it again. I want to stroll over heaven with you some glad day, when all our troubles and heartaches are vanished away. Then we'll enjoy the beauty where all things are new. I want to stroll over heaven with you. Places of beauty we long to see here below, but time and treasures have kept us from making plans, as you know. But come the morning of the rapture, together we'll stand anew. While I stroll over heaven with you, I want to stroll over heaven with you some glad day, when all our troubles and heartaches are vanished away. Then we'll enjoy the beauty where all things are new. I want to stroll over heaven with you. I want to stroll over heaven with you.
Alan Jackson reflecting there what Tony spoke of. I want to stroll over heaven with you. It's time to go, but if you'd like to talk to Tony about what you've heard on today's program, you can ring him on 0427 839 474. That's 0427 839 474. To hear this program again, you can go to kingskidsministries.org and either download or stream the episode. I'm Heidi, and I hope you can join Tony and me next week for more King's Kids. Bye for now, and God bless. King's Kids is produced in the studios of Rema FM, Port Macquarie.